This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's president, Tayyip Erdogan, said he thought it would soon be possible to revive the stalled black grain deal that helped get Ukrainian grain to world markets after talks on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russia quit the deal in July, a year after it was brokered by the UN and Turkey. Moscow complained its own food and fertilizer exports faced obstacles and claimed that not enough Ukrainian grain was going to countries in need. Erdogan played a key role in convincing Putin to stick with the deal before. Putin said Monday the West was still restricting Russian agricultural exports and Russia would be ready to return to it when all agreements relevant to the accord are fulfilled.
Gabon's coup-leading military general was sworn in Monday as interim president and pledged to respect what he called the charter of the transitional government, but gave no details. Mohi Edwin Kanzeka reports from northern Gabon near the border with Cameroon.
The transitional leader takes over from Ali Bongo, who came to power in 2009 following the death of his father, Omar, who had led the Central African country since 1967. Gabon's opposition says the family ruled with an iron fist and confiscated most of the oil-producing nation's wealth. The general said Monday that he will be transparent in his leadership and render an account of his stewardship. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Bitam, Northern Gabon.
A U.S. official said Monday that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia soon to meet with President Vladimir Putin as the Kremlin tries to acquire military equipment for its use in a war in Ukraine. The official spoke on condition of anonymity and said the U.S. expects Kim will make the trip within the month. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping is apparently skipping this week's Group of 20 summit in India as bilateral relations remain icy. Instead, the premier will represent China at the September 9th through 10th gathering. Relations between China and India had grown frosty over the disputed border 3 years ago. Tensions resulted in a clash in a region that killed 20 Indians and 4 Chinese soldiers. Leaders, diplomats, and global representatives have gathered in Nairobi, Kenya for the African Climate Summit, an event focused on addressing the devastating impacts of global warming and climate change.
Delegates at the conference are discussing Africa's attempts to transition to cleaner energy sources and ways to obtain financing for climate change adaptation. African countries have consistently called for developed nations to contribute greater funding to combat the adverse effect of unpredictable weather patterns. The conference will conclude Wednesday with the outcomes and reports shaping the statement that African heads of state will present at the 2023 UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP28, in the United Arab Emirates. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Record rainfall caused deadly flooding in central Spain Monday, shutting roads and temporarily closing down subway lines and high-speed trains. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder says at least 2 people are dead, 3 missing.
Police were searching for a missing man in Aldea del Fresno, southwest of the capital. His car was dragged into the river after an avalanche caused by a sudden spate. His son climbed a tree and was rescued, emergency services said. Rescuers were also looking for a woman who disappeared near the central city of Toledo, where this bus garage was flooded, and for a man in his 80s who was dragged off by streams of water near Madrid. The sudden downpour on Sunday and into early Monday turned streets into rivers of mud that swept away cars and trash bins.
That's Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive for COVID-19 just days before President Joe Biden, who tested negative for the virus, is due to travel to a Group of 20 summit in India. Biden's 72-year-old wife, whose symptoms were described as mild, last had COVID in August of last year. President, now 80, last tested positive in July of last year. They said this evening, First Lady tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to her communications director, Elizabeth Alexander. In a statement, she says she will remain at her home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.